How are you, sir?
KQ4NH. My name is Fred. How you doing today? I'm doing well.
Fred, I've talked with you before. My name is Chad, out of Campobello. I'm doing pretty well.
I find sound familiar. I couldn't remember the name, though.
You're going over my COVID-19 card. And what you up to this morning?
Coming up Greer, gotta go to my parents' house, get some of my tools I left up there a long, long time ago. Gotta fix something in my actual house. I'm actually leaving work going up Greer. Unfortunately, I actually got work today, but that means more time for ham radio.
Well, for the past 2 years, well, a year and a half, I have been collecting names for the COVID-19 virus. You know, some people can say it right and some people can't say it right. I don't know if you've ever heard somebody mispronounce the COVID-19 virus. But we lost 3 family members because of the virus, and we are trying to collect all of the names that people, you know, mispronounce, just to have a little bit of humor about the virus, I guess. So, I got quite a few names listed. Would you like to hear them?
Oh, I find that absolutely hilarious. I hear so many people call it so many different names. I've heard it Corona, I've heard it COVID, I've heard it COVID, stuff like that. Yeah, that's absolutely funny. Hey, Chad, I'm gonna, excuse me for a second. I'm getting a phone call. KO4NH, clear.
So a couple of them names are KO4NUE. This is KO4QLG.
How are you? Good to hear your voice this morning.
Had a rough day yesterday.
Not a good day, no. And this morning's not much better, I guess.
It's not good to hear. Got anything uplifting to say? Full morning now.
The kids out of the house. And one is going to be moving out in August. That's about the only good thing I got to say right now. You know, if I get another cup of coffee in me or something, I might can reach down there and get something else.
I hear you. Get that cup of coffee and sit out there and watch something.
So, here's my name that I got so far. I know this sounds crazy, but I hear so many people say it so many different ways that me and Anna have started writing them down because some of them are actually funny. So this is KO4NUE station ID. All right, Chris, here we go. First one, Colic. COVID. COVID-19. COVID-21. COVIX. COVIX-19. CERVIX-21. CORORA. Corona Heavy Variant 23. CAROVA. NOVA. COVOLA. COVLICA. COLID.
KO4NUE. I just got a phone. It's a pretty funny name.
There's that many variants out there.
Variants. Those are mispronunciations that people have tried to say COVID-19 and have mispronounced it. So every time me and my wife hear a new one, we make a joke about it, you know. So we decided to start writing them down. And, you know, just take a look at them after, or take a laugh at them after it's written down.
I'm gonna write you out a Saturday Night Live skit and send it in.
Need a little bit of advice here, bud. Today is day 5 that Hunter's Lodge have taken their phone off the hooks.
Miss Bureau.
Okay. Contact Better Business Bureau. And what, just file a complaint?
It's been a while since I looked into it, but I think that's what you did. And I think they have guidance also on their website somewhere.
If somebody would just tell me something, you know, hey, the owner's got COVID, or the owner has died, or, you know, the shipping guy is divorced from his wife, going through a divorce, or if it's something like that, hey, man. That's cool. Just, geez, let me know. I mean, tell me something other than, well, last I heard was it was in the warehouse. Just be patient. And it should be shipped out in a day or so. Just be patient. And, I don't know, man. I'm not getting a good feeling about this. I mean, because they can easily say, well, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't send us any money. And I mean, I went to the bank, got a money order for it.
Your post office receipt. You mailed it with a stamp, didn't you? You didn't take it to the post office to get a tracking number?
Right. No, they received the money. Because remember, they sent a letter in the mail saying, you know, you sent the money, but you didn't tell us what kind of rifle you wanted. Remember?
Yep, I've got a copy of that postcard that they sent to my address about it, too, so I'll keep that and make sure it don't blow.
You mobile this morning?
Heading to the grocery store to get Mama some milk.
Okay. Well, I left my HT up there at the deer camp, and I'm not too happy about that.
Why is your foot continuing stationary also? The HT being left up here keeps you stationary. How's your foot doing?
I'm still in some pretty bad pain, till I can get it stretched. Once I get it stretched out, it's livable, as far as pain level goes. But then at that point, it's just a question of how much work or how much I'm on my feet during the day determines how rough of a night I have. In layman's terms, this is KO4NUE station ID, and I'm gonna let this repeater cycle. I'll be right back. Well, basically, what's happening is because it's the heel is messed up, it's affected the rest of my ankle, trying to compensate for it. And Dad had an altercation with a neighbor yesterday that's got some, I guess you could say, psychiatric problems. And he came out here and accused Dad of stealing his lawnmower. So Dad tried tried to explain to him, hey, look, you got a Husqvarna, I've got a Skag. You know, they're both the same color, blah, 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 blah. And it turned into a cuss match out in the front door, and I thought I was going to have to call the police. Let me let this repeat or cycle. Court. Dad says he was on the property 30 minutes prior before he came to the door, which means, okay, he came down to the shop to see if his lawnmower was indeed down here. So I picked him up on the camera, the CCTV cameras down here. And he just walked around and looked. He didn't put anything in the truck or anything like that. I think the man's honestly looking for his lawnmower. But the whole point of this conversation is to let you know, on the next frame, I'm walking across the shop floor trying to close the doors up. And I've got a significant limp, and I can see that on the video. And that's bothering me a little bit. It's really bothering me. So I don't know what I'm gonna do, Chris. I really don't. I mean, it's starting to affect me. It's just starting to affect me in other ways because it's very difficult to walk and be comfortable.
Roger that. I can only feel for you. I don't know what you're going through there.
Exactly what I'm going through. I'm sitting down here drinking a cup of coffee, writing down the mispronounced COVID-19 name. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm having to do. You know, can't do much nothing else as far as standing goes. But, you know, hey. QLG, KL4NUE.
Looking for a parking spot. I made it to the grocery store here. KO4FQLG.
Out you go. I appreciate the contact. And I guess I'm going to head up to the house and have some coffee with the old lady. But it was good talking to you. And like I said, if you see any rifle come through the mail, please give me a call. But this is KO4NUE, and I'm 7-3s to you, sir. Tell your mama to have a wonderful day.
KO4-KLG-73-0. KO4-NH.
H.
You heard some of those names, man. I broke y'all's conversation a little bit there. Apologies to both y'all about that. But, nah, man, those names were actually pretty funny. Right, since I got off the phone, I turned the radio right back up. I started laughing whenever you started saying some of those names.
Well, have you heard any that is worthy enough to be added to my list?
Like COVID, but I've heard like Corona and stuff like that. That's from, yeah, some friends of mine.
Fred, and if you hear anything, please let me know so I can add it to my list. And I may see how Net Control feels about me publishing on my own the net one night during the Rag Jew just for, you know, amusement, but I'll have to ask and see.
You're absolutely hilarious. I'm actually taking tomorrow night off, so I might actually come on and rag you a little bit on my QTH radio. Like I said, unfortunately got hurt at work, but I'm still here, still staying amongst the living. Still bad for you though. I heard about your foot being messed up and everything. Chad, I really feel bad for you, man. I'm not gonna say I understand, cause I'm not your shoes, but. Man, I to a degree understand. I have an ankle that's kind of messed up.
I've got plantar fasciitis in my left heel, and basically the tendon that's on the bottom of your foot that connects the front of your foot to the back of your foot. Kind of like a flat ribbon tendon shock absorber kind of thing. I basically pulled a tendon that's wrapped around the heel of my foot. And, you know, tendons are very slow to heal. And they're very slow to heal when they are, you know, wrapped up and immobilized. Well, I mean, how are you going to immobilize a foot? And that's kind of what I'm dealing with. But I think probably the best thing to do is I think I'm just going to head back to the VA and tell them I want that son of a gun put in a cast. And I want you to give me a set of crutches. And because I just can't stay off of it. I just, no matter what I do, I just cannot stay off of the foot. And it's just not a good situation.
I understand not being able to stay off it. Today, while I was at work, I guess I pulled a muscle, or I must have done something. But whatever I did, man, I could barely walk at all just from the sheer amount of pain I was in at my job today. I managed to get through. It's died down a lot since then, but man, I could barely move around whenever it happened.
Will you give me your call sign one more time, bud, so I can put it on my little card?
Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. I repeat, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel.
Whereabouts you live, Fred?
Pelzer area, but I'm currently mobile in Greer.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to put you up here on my map. I got a map up here where I've got all my plans. And that way I can take a glance. And if I don't write it down where I can look at it, Fred, it's a lot slower for me to remember. So now I can look up and see KO4NNH. And that's Fred. So just a little bit more way to be a little bit more personal. So anyway. Well, Fred, this is KO4NUE. Name is Chad out of Campobello. And I would advise you one day to swing by here and let's meet face-to-face. Or let's meet in Greer one day and do some lunch or something. Because I'd love to meet you and, you know, shake your hand. So you can check me out on QRZ. Well, email address is there. Just shoot me an email. And be glad to exchange some telephone numbers or something. This is KO4NUE. Gotta go drink coffee with my wife now. And so I'm 7-3 on your final, sir.
And my call sign is also on QRZ. It's KO4NH. And, my email is also, I believe it's publicly on there, but if not, it is my call sign at Gmail. You can shoot me an email directly, and we can chat that way and exchange phone numbers and what have you. But, I'd love to go to the Campobello area. I've actually never been out that way, Chad. I'll have to look into going up there in the near future, maybe on one of my days off, or one of my few days off I get. But, Chad, I hope you have a great day. I hope you enjoy that coffee with your wife. KO4NUE, this was KO4NNH, clear.
You're welcome here anytime, bud. Anytime. I tell you what, I do pretty good with barbecue and chicken and things like that. My wife always likes when I fix some smoked chicken. But if you got a significant other, wife, girlfriend, whatever, let's just, make an afternoon out of it. Y'all bring schedule a day, and y'all bring your family out here, or significant other, or whatever, and we'll do some barbecue chicken and meet face-to-face. Just have a good afternoon together with the families. Just let me know. I'm retired. I can do it anytime you want, except for this weekend.
Yeah, I hear that. I might actually drag along my father, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, if he's ever back in the States. I believe he's in the States right now, but only for a short time. But yeah, Chad, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 to you, Chad. Hope you have a great day. I'm actually near my destination now. I need to go and get off the radio before I hit this weird dead spot in Greer. KO4NUE, once again, this was KO4NH, clear.